Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 4th, 2012. It really never fails. I can confess it. I love flying. There's something about getting on an airliner and going somewhere that just brings out the little kid in me. And yes, I know flying has lost all of its glamour. We are crammed into seats. We are stuffed into those tubes. There's not a lot of service. Everybody's a little bit grumpy. Everybody seems to be on edge. We always are wanting to get where we're going. I know the glamour is somewhat gone. But still, think about it. It's a modern marvel. Last evening, in just a little under 3 hours of actual flying time, I was transported from the subtropical temperatures of Florida and Georgia at 80 degrees, right back to winter 1,000 miles later, 30 degrees in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm still amazed at that. It never loses its wonder for me. I've also noticed something. I've noticed that airlines build in some fluff time. For instance, even though we left a little later yesterday because of storms, they always count that it's going to take 2 hours to fly from Atlanta to Milwaukee or Milwaukee to Atlanta, whichever direction you're going. Always count on it being 2 hours. But literally, they can make up any time delay on the ground within 10 or 15 minutes. They can make that up in the air. Just push the throttle forward a little bit. They can speed it up. So sometimes the trip in the air takes an hour 40. Sometimes it takes an hour 37. Last night, from wheels up to wheels down, under an hour and a half. To cover over 600 miles. It's amazing. We like to make up time, don't we? Take a few shortcuts, get there in a hurry, get what we're going to do fast, go through the express lanes. I was talking to a guy in the Starbucks the other day. We can hardly wait for our computers to fire up anymore. We want everything quick, quick, quick. We want to be able to make up time, just like those airline pilots can do once the plane gets in the air. And that got me thinking about Lent. No matter how you do Lent, whether you fully embrace it, or whether you sometimes think about it, or whether you completely ignore it, it takes the same length of time every year to get from Ash Wednesday to Easter Day. 46 days. You can't speed it up. You can't rush through it. You can't make up any time. No matter how you might want to, or how I might want to, it takes 46 days. There's a lot of opportunity in that. Perhaps we haven't paid much attention to Lent. Ash Wednesday went by barely noticed, and we were busy last week, and then between the first Sunday in Lent and today, well, life has taken over. There's lots of stuff to do. There's places to go. There are jobs to work out. There's all sorts of time pressure. It's easy to forget, when we're running by the world's calendar, that the church is living by another one. It's easier to sometimes remember when the time change happens than it is to remember what liturgical season we're in. But today, the second Sunday in Lent, we can have an opportunity to pause. 35 days until Easter. Perhaps we can get back on the Lenten path. or even start it if we ignored it until now or have been distracted. Now's as good a time as any. There's still plenty of days ahead. We won't be able to make up any time. We won't be able to speed forward. But there's something wonderfully relaxing about the notion that we can begin to walk the pilgrim way of Lent wherever we are. So today, this second Sunday in Lent, take a step, say a prayer, read a verse of Scripture, and give thanks. 35 more days to Easter, no way to speed it up. We may as well walk. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.